Here inside the studios at KATE 1450, I'm Nate Dickinson. We're talking sports all hour here on KATE Radio. And with no sports going on right now to report on, we are taking the opportunity to look back and talk to some sports athletes and figures from the past around the Albert Lea area. Today, we're talking to former Albert Lea basketball coach Jason Bakke. He coached the team in the late 90s. And I want to start, Coach, just by giving you a little bit of a background of just your history in sports as a whole. From when you first got started, what got you to fall in love with the game of basketball as well as just sports in general, and then up forward into coaching with Albert Lea and your just experience with the game of basketball and really all sports in general.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first of all, thanks for having me on. And it's taken me down a trip on memory lane, I guess, thinking back to the good old days in Albert Lea. Really, really appreciated the 5 years that I spent there as the boys' basketball coach and the girls' golf coach while I was there. And for me, when I think back to my history in sports, basketball, golf, and football really paved the way for me personally. I grew up in the southwest part of the state, a town called Westbrook. Westbrook is about 800 people, and my senior year, we consolidated with Walnut Grove. And it was a really unique situation that in the fall in football, we played with Walnut Grove, and then in the winter during the basketball season, we were consolidated with them, and then again in the spring, we ended up going against them in different ways. So my graduating class went from a class of 20 to a class of 40 my senior year. And after Westbrook Walnut Grove, I transitioned to Augustana College in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, played basketball there for 4 years, and then spent my fifth year as a graduate assistant. And then after that, I interviewed with the Albert Lea School District and was very fortunate to land a job at Brookside Middle School at the time. Steve Lund hired me, and then Brian Espy, the athletic director at the time, invited me to be the coach of the boys' basketball and the girls' golf team. So sports has really formed a foundation in my life through various team aspects, and I just can't say enough about how that has guided and shaped me, and I know it still continues to shape many people out there.
How quickly did that opportunity come to you? Because, I mean, you got out of Augustana, and then you said you were a grad assistant there as well, but you pretty much started up at Albert Lea and right away were thrown into this head coaching job with the boys' basketball team.
Yeah, really, really wet behind the ears, and had no idea what I was doing, in all honesty. And the one thing that I did have going for me is that I was young, I was hungry, I wanted to learn as much as I could right away, and I immediately fell into a lot of very, very positive connections in Albert Lea. You know, thinking back to the numerous conversations that I had with Ori Jurley, just countless conversations and the wisdom that he poured into me, and then being fortunate enough to work with Dave Gilbertson and have him be the assistant basketball coach for many years, and along with Dwayne Scherf, and then, you know, Tom Jones, the voice of Albert Lea, kind of being in my back pocket as well. So I think it just really goes to show that there are so many good people in the community of Albert Lea that are willing to help. And for a young person stepping in, you know, at the ripe age of 22 or 23, whatever I was at the time, it really helped pave the way for some decent success that we had there in the late 90s.
So you had a lot of help as far as behind the lines goes, but as far as in the community, was there any skepticism around just the idea of such a young guy coming in and being the guy who could lead this team?
You know, if there was skepticism, it certainly didn't come my way. I think that Albert Lea, you know, during that time, they were very, very welcoming to have somebody come in that really wanted to build a strong youth program. And I think I was able to use that to my advantage. When I came in, I formed a good, strong relationship with Neil Chalmers, who still teaches and coaches in Albert Lea. And he and the girls program, myself and the boys program, we were able to tap into the elementaries. And then, obviously, with my connection in the middle school, working with the middle school students as well, because we know that in order to build that program, you need to start with kids at a young age. And we were able to devote a lot of times with camps and clinics and just really bringing kids out and trying to fight and give them opportunities to really grow and to learn. So I think the community overall was very, very welcoming and very appreciative for opportunities that we were giving to the kids.
You mentioned just being wet behind the ears when you first got there, but even with all that help and all that, how long did it take for you to kind of get comfortable in the role you had?
You know, comfortable is a very unique word. I don't know that I was ever fully comfortable. I think that's one of the things being an athlete and being a competitor is that you never really want to find yourself being comfortable because you're constantly analyzing things, looking at things, tweaking things, scouting, preparation. Every year you have a different set of athletes that come your way, and you want to figure out what your style is going to be, right? But ultimately you need to build your style for that particular year with the players that you have and bring out and maximize their strengths and try to minimize some of the areas where you're weak. So, you know, my stint was pretty short. I was only there for 5 years before Matt Addington came in. And I never really truly felt really, really comfortable with things because 5 years in the grand scheme of things is a pretty short amount of time.
But you did have that advantage of being a graduate assistant when you were in college still. What kind of things did that teach you about just your ability to not only get a winning basketball team together, but just be a leader out there as a coach?
Yeah, I think that my time in Augustana really, really helped me because you see how things are run at the collegiate level. And that really paid a lot of dividends in terms of practice preparation, in terms of scouting and breaking down other teams, in terms of just really seeing what the other coaches are trying to do against you. And it's kind of like a game of chess, right? You know what they're going to try to do, and then you need to counteract that. And those experiences certainly helped me out.
You mentioned your style and developing that for each individual team, but as a whole, what kind of a coach were you? And I guess some of the people who are here in Albert Lea know, but I'm newer to the area, but just explain a little bit, what was your philosophy on the basketball court?
My philosophy on the court was to compete and to give 100% and to kind of let everything fall on the floor. It doesn't necessarily matter the type of athleticism or the type of gifts that you have been given, but it's how you handle yourself on the floor. And I think that we really tried to instill within the players that you need to play hard, you need to be hungry, and you need to be a good teammate. And that involves sharing the ball, that involves working together, that involves maximizing the getting the ball to your right players at the right time, and it also involves helping each other out. What we really tried to do defensively was to, you know, really get into people and to compete and to play up the line and on the line and try to deny those passing lanes to not make things easy for our opponents. Offensively, we tried to allow for some structure at times, yet we wanted to not have our players turned into robots where they felt like they had to do things a certain way, but to really learn how to play the game and how to read the defense and how to, you know, activate the screen and roll and to look for the backdoor cuts and give players that sense of freedom, that sense of movement. But so many times I reached out, you know, to the kids and said, hey, basketball is much like a game of life. And I mean, look at what we're going through right now with COVID and what's happening across the country. You know, adversity is going to happen on the floor. It's going to happen, you know, on the field. And when things happen to us that are outside of our control, we have to respond in the right way and we have to rise up. And I believe that's what athletes do. They protect each other, they protect their team, they protect their family, and I really helped, I hoped that they would see the bigger picture that being in athletics will really carry over into your life skills.
Basketball and golf are obviously two extremely different sports. Do you approach the way that you go about coaching them differently, aside from obviously just the X's and O's of it all?
Absolutely. Coaching girls golf was the perfect mental therapy for me coming off of a grueling basketball season. with basketball, it seems like basketball is year-round, and it certainly is year-round now. It was a little bit different back in the late 90s. Going from the high pressure and the stress and the sheer competitiveness that boys basketball brought to my life, and then closing that out in mid-March, and then coming together with a group of girls for golf was perfect. And the reason why I say that, it's not that the girls weren't competitive. It's just they're just so more social and wanting to joke around and to have fun. And, we're outside and we're enjoying the sun and we're traveling to Rochester and Mankato and Winona and taking all of these trips in the van, with six girls and getting out on the course. It was perfect from a relational standpoint. And things are definitely different because you can't, you're not going to have the halftime speech where you're yelling at the kids, at the turn, get out there and try harder and we need to do this. But it's more encouraging and subtle approaches in your communication with the players.
I've talked to a few different basketball coaches already, and I've asked them all just kind of what they've thought about the way that the game has changed kind of at all levels over the past, 20 years, you could even say 10 years, going back to just how the game is so focused now on perimeter shooting or layups. It seems like the mid-range jumper or long two has gone near extinct. There's scoring numbers in the NBA especially that are just shooting through the roof. What's your take on the way that the game has changed since, say, you were coaching it, even though people weren't hitting 30-foot jumpers, I'm sure, at any time in Albert Lee's gym?
Yeah, well, maybe Ben Woodside, right? He could flat out light it up from anywhere. the game has changed, and I'm very supportive in all the ways that it has changed. I mean, basketball, especially in the state of Minnesota, has come such a long way. Players are good. I mean, they're really, really good. They're athletic and they're long, and things coming in like with the Euro step and just different nuances to it really makes me smile. The one thing that I do struggle with from a broader picture of things is seeing how specialized it has become, and I really feel for kids who do have a love for football or baseball or whatever it might be, that kids are feeling like they have to make that choice at a young age or they're going to fall behind. And in some extent, that is true, that if they're not in the gym, if they're not playing all the time, eventually they do end up losing that edge against others because the play and the development of athletes is so good at a young age. Yet I know up here living in Lakeville, our football program is very successful. Our basketball program is very successful. And the two coaches work really, really well together in terms of saying, hey, during football season, you're mine. During basketball season, you're mine. During the summer months, we're going to work that out. And I think that a lot of school districts that have coaches that get along well, that can develop those partnerships and not put pressure on kids in the long run, is going to help a player's overall ability to get better. When Lakeville North won the state football championship, there were a number of those kids that were a part of the state basketball run in our program as well. So I think it's good to have our kids continue to play multiple sports, and it's going to help them in the long run.
Yeah, and the same thing happens here. We broadcast Albert Lee and Owatonna hockey games, and there's a lot of those guys. If Albert Lee meets Owatonna early in the season, say last year, those Owatonna guys are still out there in those football playoffs and just not playing in those games, gives Albert Lee even a little bit of an edge.
All right.
Jason, I want to ask, and Jason Bakke joining us here on Kate Radio, are you still in coaching at all? You're now, you mentioned up in Lakeville.
Yeah, so my wife Amy and I, we have twin girls that are in eighth grade now, and I just finished up my coaching stint. I was coaching my daughter's basketball team. She was on the B team, and I coached her for the last 3 or 4 years and really, really enjoyed being a part of coaching basketball again. And additionally, this last year I did not, but additionally I'm a high school basketball official. So I'll spend a lot of time on the court, seeing the game through a different lens. And I think that every coach should have to be an official before they're a basketball coach. Because I look at the game a lot differently when I have the whistle and I have the basketball officiating gear on, you know, versus when I was a coach, because I would get after the officials a little bit. And looking back at it now, and I was really pretty naive with some of the things that I would say and the criticisms that I would have for officials.
Well, that leads well into what I want to kind of wrap up with. If you look back at kind of when you were starting out, just a young 22, 23-year-old guy taking the reins of this basketball team at Albert Lea, what's something that you would go back and tell yourself to change, a mistake, not a singular mistake, but just something in the way that you coach the game that you think you could have gone back and told yourself that you could fix to make yourself a better coach earlier on?
I think it would probably be listening a little bit more. I think that I came in to Albert Lea with really, really high expectations of myself, and I put a lot of pressure on myself to want to kind of do things my way. And I had these visions of what I experienced at Augustana and what I wanted to bring into Albert Lea. And I think I was a little bullheaded-ish at times with wanting to do things a certain way. And I think that I, you know, probably would have been better off if I would have, you know, reached out to people, you know, like the former coach, you know, Paul Woodside, and reached out to Ori Jirley earlier than what I did. I think that we experienced a few bumps during those first couple of years before I started making some of those connections. And I think that just comes back to, you know, a life lesson. No matter where we are and what we're doing, it's important to look at things through a broader lens and to seek ideas and to seek input. It doesn't mean we always have to take those ideas and run with them, but we need to be open to seeing those. And, you know, I think that we were given, you know, two eyes and two ears and one mouth for a reason and for a good purpose. You know, we need to watch more than we talk, and we need to listen more than we talk. So if I could go back, I would probably do those things a little bit differently.
Well, that's a good sentiment to end on. Jason Bakke, former Albert Lea basketball coach, joining us for a few minutes here on Kate Radio to just go over his experience in sports and with Albert Lea. Thank you again, Coach, for talking to us for just a little bit. I know it's been really busy for you as a principal at a middle school that's now trying to get into all this e-learning and teaching from home stuff. We thank you for carving out a little bit of time of your day to talk to us here on Kate Radio. And I hope we get the chance to talk to you again in the future, too.
All right, my pleasure. As always, it's a great day to be a Tiger. Take care, Albert Lea.